Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you good for this April 6, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maylove here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
And Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our great friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. Yeah, how about for you?
Doing good here. We got some nice sunshine in front of us. We're enjoying that. I got to see the full moon this morning. It's been great, Paul.
There you go.
Tell me it's going to change in minutes from now. Tell me.
Yes, enjoy the clear skies here through the day today, but the blustery west winds as well. Still looking at about 42 for the high. Sunny to partly cloudy. West winds picking up about 15 to 30. With some of those higher gusts as well. But it looks like the wind still gusting into the evening and then diminishing overnight with partly cloudy skies, just an isolated snow shower chance, 25. And then Friday, 48 with a mix of clouds and sunshine, 30 on Friday night. No possibility of some light snow or mixed precip developing Friday night. Maybe some slushy accumulations, better chance for something more than that, more to the north and east of our area for Friday night. Otherwise, a low at about 30. Snow shower, a little mixed precip early Saturday, then breaks the sun and climbing up to about 52, 37 Saturday night. Nice Easter Sunday, 63 sunshine and some scattered clouds, and then still some highs, upper 60s, 70 Monday, even 70s Tuesday and Wednesday. So we really do swing up there with those temps next week. And all in all, nice Easter holiday weekend as well. Maybe a little bump in that Friday night, early Saturday, but otherwise looking good here for us ahead.
Wow.
Nicely done, Paul. We appreciate that so much. Yes. Thank you so
Those
much.
Those are high temps. Is that going to cause any problems with our trees budding out early?
Yeah, you know, as long as we don't have a real hard freeze still to get through. But yeah, that is something to watch for with these quick types of warm-ups.
Yeah.
But you know, you worry more when they come in like earlier mid-March when you still got quite a bit, you know, of possible winter to go through. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
good.
You for that, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate the time as always, sir. We'll talk again tomorrow and get everybody ready for the weekend.
You bet. Sounds good.
Have a good one, Paul. Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley and the gang.
I wonder what else he knows.
I was just thinking
he may know lots of things that we, you know, he may have a wealth of knowledge.
I don't just need to ask him more questions.
Yeah.
I try not to keep him too long because he's got like nine other radio stations
right.
He's got to call in the next 5 minutes. But I can't help asking him questions sometimes. And I'm so glad you asked that, Melissa. Nice
yeah,
job.
That's a good
nice.
One.
A little bit later, we're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a lot of fun. But right now, we had another site post a bunch of weirdest laws in all 50 states.
All right.
Some are old laws that don't apply anymore, and the rest are rarely enforced. So here are a few of the strangest ones. And now we've talked about this one before, but I don't think we did the last go-around. California. Now, I remember this because this happened a lot when I was in California. You can't eat frogs that died in a frog jumping competition.
Oh, yes. We did talk about this, and that is so icky.
That you would have to tell people, like, not just tell people, but you have to have a law to keep people
so
from doing this.
So specific.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very specific law.
Like, hey, that frog you're eating. Yeah, yeah. Did it die during a frog jumping competition? No. Oh.
I don't know. I just ordered it in a restaurant.
Carry on. Yeah, yeah. Colorado, no upholstery on outdoor furniture. The exception is if you're selling it in a yard sale.
Then it can sit outside.
That's good.
They don't want any soggy couches out there, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is pretty gross.
Yeah.
Hey, Indiana. No catching fish with your bare hands. And no dynamite either.
Oh.
Jeez.
Again, you have to make sure you tell them. Yeah, don't catch it with your hands. Okay. Or use dynamite. Aw.
I love the idea of a man.
Those are our two options.
Yeah. Rickety old, like, just a rickety old boat. Just
rowboat.
Rowboat with one of those, like, old cartoony sticks of dynamite. And it's burning and he's holding on to it. Like a DNR agent comes by. Hey. Hey, no. And the guy's just holding
cool.
it. It's a cartoon explosion.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what now?
Do we need to teach Indianans how to fish? Do they not
You'd
know
think
how to
they
fish,
would
like,
know by now, you know?
Like, okay, but here's my question. Why can't you catch it with your hands? That seems like a very you know, challenging thing, number one. How many people can do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
You talk about catfish hunting.
No, noodling.
Noodling and stuff.
Yeah. But that's more like in Arkansas. Yeah,
that's more southern and everything, yep. Kansas. Kids over 14 can't use playgrounds.
Oh. That's dumb.
What?
This really? May be the dumbest one yet. This may be the most ridiculous one yet.
We don't want you to play anymore after you've hit 14.
Now you're an adult.
Not okay.
You have to be serious now. Nothing but seriousness.
Timmy, happy 15th birthday. Here's your suit.
Why aren't you earning anything for the family yet? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's happening here.
All of Timmy's stuff is packed. It's at the front door. Timmy, we had fun. We enjoyed you in the household. We enjoyed this.
You're on your own.
Wish you well. Yeah. Good luck out there. And remember, stay away from playgrounds.
Now, this is practical. You don't need a law for it, but it's practical for some playgrounds, which are for really little kids. Because, man, when you get stuck in that slide, they really frown upon that.
Yeah, right.
They really did. They really do.
Hey, Kentucky, no reptiles can be used in religious services.
Oh, snake handlers.
Yes.
That's got to be a direct snake handling one. Oh, wow.
That almost feels like because of snake handling, that almost feels like against one of our amendments almost.
Yeah, that's...
That feels like, how did they get away with that?
An exclusion of a religion.
Freedom of religion.
Yeah. That's true.
That's a different kind of wrong one.
Oh, yeah, that is. Now... thankfully, there's not a lot of snake handlers out there, but it is a religious group. So,
I will say this: they are a lot more popular than penguin handling. I have tried very hard to get that started. Down to have one member, one member. Person, just me,
just you.
Maybe
you got to move further north.
I think so. See if I can get some polar bears in on this. No, wait a minute. They're in it for the wrong reasons. Maine, no gambling at the airport, Maine. that again, the odd specification about the location.
Yes.
You know why? It's because those rowdy teenagers were playing three-card Monty taking advantage of travelers who didn't know what was going on. They're just, I'm just in Maine for a layover, man, and he took all my money.
The
criminal element of Maine, man.
You got to watch out.
You got to watch out for those Maine people. Yes. What are people from Maine called, by the way?
I asked Phil this Manians. Once, because Phil, our friend Phil, who joined us yesterday at Everything is from Maine, and I asked him this once, and now I can't think of it. I want to say Mainites, because I think it's fun, but it doesn't. I don't think that's right.
No.
I like Mainians.
Or Mainers.
Mainers? I like Mainers.
Something like that.
Those.
Yeah.
I like all those. I'm sure that we'll have some. Oh, Mainers! And thank you, Katrina Hittner. I was just going to look at my phone to see if one of our listeners will let us know. Nice job, Katrina.
Mainers, okay.
Thank you, Katrina. Right. That was awesome. Yeah, Mainers.
That almost sounds like an insult. You Mainers.
I know.
I like it, though. Uh-huh. Massachusetts, if you sing the national anthem in public, you have to sing the whole thing. No stopping halfway through, or you could be fined $100.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
And the hope.
Hey, what are you doing there?
Hey.
But I can't hit that note on free.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, stop before then. Okay, you guys asked for it.
It's exactly how it would be done by me. I would be encouraging the audience to sing along, and then when it got to that part, I put the mic out there, like the singer.
The old Harry Carey thing.
Yes. Michigan, a 1913 law made it illegal to be drunk on a train. But in Minnesota, being drunk in public anywhere isn't a crime.
Isn't a crime.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
now there might be some local ordinances in cities.
Think.
I'm guessing for public drunkenness. Yeah. But yeah.
Is that why you've never met an angry Minnesotan?
They're all just slightly drunk all the time. Yeah.
Happy-go-lucky all the time.
And not being able to be drunk on a train, that's just mean. Train travel is awesome. And you should be able to have that's part of the reason why you take it. It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, and the observation car is really cool. I'm actually taking a train trip later this year with a group of people. It's a murder mystery train trip.
Really?
Oh, does that sound cool?
Yeah, with a 50s theme.
Man, does that sound cool.
That does sound fun.
And I'm guessing we're not going through Michigan.
If
I judge it based on the group of people I'm going with.
Yes.
How far are you going on this?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm just along for the ride.
Well, yeah, literally.
said, that,
yeah.
He said, just send me money for a ticket. I'm like, okay.
Oh, God, I'm so jealous of that. That sounds like so much fun. You're going to have to tell us a lot about that.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Got to look into this.
Mississippi, no swearing in public if two or more people are around.
Two or more.
Okay. Just you and someone else, you can swear. Yeah. You're fine.
I like that.
As soon as somebody else walks up, man.
Yeah.
Clean up that language.
You're about to tell a dirty joke, and then Sam comes over. It's like, ah, Sam, you ruined it. I can't tell the joke now. There's three of us. Get out of here.
That's Sam. I was ruining everything.
Come back in 5 minutes, and then you leave, and I'll tell Sam the joke.
Yes. Okay. And then you tell in a new... Nebraska. Technically, you can't get married if you have an STD. That seems a little personal, a little like, hey, like a marriage, like when you go to City Hall to get your marriage license or whatever, do they ask you there? Because that seems awfully intrusive.
So I'll need your photo ID and I'll need your clean bill of health.
Yes,
please.
Yeah. Do you have to?
Well, I just have to look up if they still require a blood test. No.
Okay.
No states still require a blood test to obtain a marriage license.
Okay.
But it's not that old. My parents had to get one.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Ooh.
Interesting.
I think so. I could be wrong.
New Hampshire. All right. And this is this one we need to take a little more serious. New Hampshireans, please, no more collecting seaweed at night. Okay? It's got to stop. This has got to stop. This is an unhealthy habit that you have, that the people in New Hampshire have, apparently, of no collecting seaweed. And please tell, I need to find the reason for this.
I can tell you, because I remember this one, and I looked it up last time. It has to do with farmers being able to also collect seaweed, or something like that, like fairness for everybody
to have the
same opportunity to be able to collect the seaweed.
That all-important seaweed, man.
Yeah.
Now, this one would be wrong in any state, and maybe I am being biased here or horrible here, but it's really bad in New Mexico. No dancing while wearing a sombrero.
Come on.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Is it a worry because you're going to, like, run into other people or what?
I don't know. I can't think of a reason why not to dance with us. If you have a sombrero on, don't you just feel like dancing? I would think.
Is the sombrero possibly the funnest hat on the planet?
Oh, yeah, it could be.
It's very close.
Especially if you fill it with chips.
Yeah, dip.
I never thought of that before. I have to agree. I think off the top of my head, definitely sombrero, funnest hat there is.
Yes, and then there's the hat dance, which you actually throw it on the ground and then you dance around it. So that's okay.
But
you just can't wear it.
Yeah. Apparently.
Why do I think this has some ties to not being okay?
Oh,
with
I'm sure.
Other
yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, it's targeted at minorities. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for putting the words there for me. They're not coming out my mouth.
Seen a little of that over the weekend or over the last couple of days with the election. Some things targeted at minorities.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania, no explosives at weddings, and you can't fire a gun either.
Well, that just seems smart.
Yeah, it's a good rule of thumb for everybody.
I kind of want to go to some weddings in Pennsylvania now. I want to see what the heck they're doing over there.
The gun thing I can understand because you can, if you think, especially depending on how old the law is, you know, people would get all riled up.
Shotgun wedding.
Yeah.
Recently found out we have a listener over in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And got to ask about this.
Yeah.
How
are your weddings over there?
Yes, I want to know what kind of the weddings are like. Yes, I want to know what is going on over there. That sounds like they're doing it right.
Does anyone object to this marriage? Yes. Boom. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Groom's dead. Who's next? Step up.
Explosion.
Got to finish this wedding.
South Carolina. It's illegal for a man to seduce a woman by promising to marry her if he doesn't mean it. You can get up to a year in jail for that.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
How do you prove that? That seems like a real burden of proof.
That's a tough one to prove. I would think.
No, Your Honor, I meant. Yeah, I was going to marry her at the time. I mean.
Well, maybe it's one of those things like they treated like their political parties.
Yeah.
Was that too soon? Was that? What a
little bit of a he said, she said situation.
Yeah, it is.
South Dakota. You can't use fireworks to protect sunflowers from birds. Thank you, South Dakota. Thank you. Finally, somebody takes a stand of these people that use fireworks to protect sunflowers from birds.
That seems a bit extreme.
What is going on in
South Dakota? What are you doing, South Dakota?
That's too good.
But you know, I have this whole collection of bottle rockets, and they're the perfect thing to just scare the birds away from my sunflower field. I don't know what's wrong with this. They're pretty harmless.
Right. Nothing.
I don't think it's going to work that well, though.
When
the explosion's over, they're just going to come back anyway.
That's why you got to sit there and you keep firing them off.
It really doesn't feel like
that. That's where the law came from. Some guy was actually doing that. He's just at his farm. I got these birds.
In Tennessee, you'll have to use a permit. Yeah, you unless you have a permit, you can't keep a skunk as a pet.
Okay. Aww. Skunks actually make really nice pets.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Let's see. In Virginia, no hunting within 200 yards of a church on Sundays.
Okay. Seems wise. That's yes. Like a, does, just in case.
Good,
yeah.
It's a good rule.
That does not seem like a bad one.
No.
Washington, shoe stores can't use x-ray machines to find a shoe that fits.
That's when the x-ray machine went out of fashion, you know, as a party favor.
Yes. God, I can't believe that was a thing. Like, that was something that people did.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's a little really far-fetched now. But at the time, you know,
it was
cool.
It was new technology, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool, man.
And
it's not dangerous at all.
God, we are wrapping up with some W's here. Washington, we go to now West Virginia, where you can't use a ferret to help you hunt.
All right. Wait.
No hunting ferrets.
What do ferrets hunt?
I don't know, but I've been around a couple of ferrets in my time.
Yeah.
They are cool animals and very sweet. Do not seem like they would have a lot of interest in hunting.
No.
Not exactly the animal I would think of first.
Oh, to catch rats.
Yeah, well, to get in the hole. Yeah, to go in the
holes, rats. Yeah, okay, like gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was one of the first
and
purposes
rabbits.
Of ferrets.
Mm.
Yeah.
Rabbits, they can too. Okay.
They can flush them out of their burrows.
See, now that one makes sense. They don't want you to use that to get all these rabbits out, and then, you know, you just take them out or grab them in a giant net or something.
Mm-hmm. Wyoming, you must have works of art for display on newly constructed public buildings.
I remember that one.
Man, they're trying to overturn that one.
Yeah,
they
that's
are
a shame.
Trying to overturn
yeah,
that one.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
They're just trying to beautify their public buildings.
I like that one.
You know.
Yeah. And we wrap up with Wisconsin. You must have cheeses of a fairly pleasing flavor.
What?
An administrative code in the Wisconsin Department of Agricultural, Trade, and Consumer Protection specifies that certain cheeses made in America's Dairyland should be, quote, fairly pleasing in flavor.
Fairly.
Chapter ATCP 81 on cheese grading, packaging, and labeling states that Wisconsin grade B cheeses such as cheddar, granoller, washed curd cheese, Colby, Monterey Jack, Brick, and Munster cheese must have, quote, a fairly pleasing characteristic cheese flavor, as noted in sections ATCP, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, right.
The code says the aforementioned cheeses may also possess undesirable flavors to a slightly or very slight degree.
They may possess undesirable flavors?
Cheeses may also possess.
It's fairly good flavor.
So the law says they must taste good, but they could also contain fairly, you know,
pungent. Yeah, right, exactly.
Some cheeses.
What? And who decides that? That seems very arbitrary.
Oh, that seems like a good list to be, or a good panel to be on. Like the people that got to eat these cheeses and decide
exactly.
That. Like if you like the cheese, if you like cheese, if you like that stuff, if you can like that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting list.
Wow.
Interesting list.
Yeah.
Guess something definitely some things to avoid.
Some chew over
to
there.
To chew on. Yeah, oh. Yes, yes. See, you beat me to it. I was right there.
We'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR. Misty's Menu coming up at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. It's
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is some celebrating. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. And Seth, if you are celebrating a birthday today, is there something people should go to Misty's for?
Well, yes, indeed, James. Thank you so much for setting me up with that. Of course, Misty's is known for Brian's pies.
Yes.
That's the glorious pies they have there. You know, the cool thing about it is it's not just that the pies are good. It's that they always usually have such a big variety to choose from. Mm-hmm. And just go over there and find one that you think is interesting. Try a new one. It's free. Try something new. That's what I say.
Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. Wish them a good day from all of us here.
Absolutely.
I have three possible qualifiers on this list. I don't know. I want everybody to win. I'm not good at this stuff. But I don't think I've ever had a list where I honestly want to put everybody through. I don't want to mess with this. I want to put everybody
through. That's
not
how it works, man. Come on.
I know. But we want to wish. So give me a 1 through 3 here, Seth.
Let's do 3 today.
All right. That gives us our qualifiers.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and get right into it. And first up, I want to wish our good friend Sue Sipple a happy birthday.
Sue, happy birthday.
Sue is the executive director over at the Family Center here in Wisconsin Rapids, our domestic violence shelter. I interviewed Deb over there as like my first interview, and then Sue came in like a week or two later and everything, and I got to know them and talk with them a lot, and Sue reached out to me and asked me to be on the board there. And I thought she was kidding.
Really?
I genuinely did. I've never had anybody ask me to be on a board before. I never thought of myself being on a board. And it's some of the best work I've ever been a part of. Mm-hmm. And that happened thanks to Sue. I could not even begin to imagine how much Sue has put into this area, into this community. Mm-hmm. If you tried, I think you'd fail. We have no idea. We couldn't even scratch the surface of everything that this woman and that group over there at the Family Center have done for this community.
Yeah.
I can tell you, think about it for a second. What it'd be like without the Family Center or without Sue and stuff. And that's a hard image to think of.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Sue has got retirement around the corner. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very happy for her about this. She has earned this. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the greatest ways to help send her into retirement is to make sure that she knows that the work she did, we're never taking a step back. Mm-hmm. We're only going forward with this. We're only going forward with this subject, with the intention of this.
Yep.
And everybody being on the right side of history when it comes to this, that you don't hurt people you love.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't. I mean, it should be one of the most basic things that we all understand, that we're all on the same page on, that we all shame other people that do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So much of this has been a part of Sue's life, and just incredible thank you to her for everything she has given, and I hope she is ready and going to be able to enjoy retirement.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. But she's not done. And helping with it, because she's talking about, you know, I'm still going to be doing stuff to help in the community, and so, you know, retirement is in word only.
Yes, right.
We've known about the board members and stuff. We've known about this was coming for a while. And every time Sue mentions she's retiring, like a second later, but I'm not done. But I'm not, yeah, and it's like, I'm really wondering if she's even going to do it. Happy birthday, Sue. We hope you enjoy your day. You deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 39th anniversary to Dan and Carmen Smallbrook.
Happy anniversary. Oh,
Dan and Carmen, happy anniversary.
First, doesn't that just sound good together, Dan and Carmen?
Carmen and Dan. Yeah,
it just sounds good together, right?
It is good.
Let alone you add Smallbrook. Like, that's a good name. That's just a good set of names
right there. People are so lucky, man.
Happy 39th, you guys. We hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy, celebrate. It's Thursday. I say celebrate into the weekend.
I agree.
You know, let this bleed into Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. And we got a special one here for our qualifier, and it just worked out this way. We want to wish Jerry and Rose Nash of Nakusa a happy platinum 70th anniversary.
Wow.
Congratulations, Jerry and Rose.
Yeah, they were married in 1953.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
That kind of got me a little bit. When I saw it this morning and I was looking at the notes and everything, I have no shame in admitting to you guys, I got a little, that got me a little, choked me up a little.
A little congratulations to them.
I want to thank Linda for sending this over. And Linda also added some trivia with this. And this is so cool. We have the best listeners ever.
Yes.
Couples who make it to 70 years represent just 0.1% of all marriages, according to the U.S. Census Bureau.
Wow.
Yeah. 0.1%?
Yeah.
Just to show you how rare that is.
Yes.
How cool that is.
I mean, because there's a lot of factors there. I mean, you have to be married young to be able to stay, you know, together that long. Mm-hmm. I mean, and depend, you know,
live that long
and have a good marriage to stay together that long. I mean, yeah, it's impressive. Mm-hmm. Every time we get there, we should celebrate it.
You see why I wanted everybody to graduate, everybody to, you know, be into the list here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's three great possibles right there. That's great. Happy 70th, happy platinum to Jerry and Rose Nash.
Yes.
Is there a gift for 70?
Let's find out.
Is there a gift? Let's see here.
What does it go up that high?
It's give each other a break for one day. It's a platinum. It's platinum.
It is platinum.
You already heard me say it. It's platinum. Have a great day, you two. Have a great one. And you guys celebrate until the week. Heck, I wouldn't stop celebrating. Like, until my 71st, I wouldn't stop celebrating.
When you get to 70 years of marriage, every day is a celebration, man.
Yeah. Congratulations, you guys. And you're our qualifiers. We take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. Eliza Coop is 42. She is Tiger on Hulu's Future Man. You may remember her also on Scrubs. She was one of the doctors on Scrubs.
Okay.
I've gotten to be on set with her a little bit.
Oh.
She's one of those people I really, really root for. She's so darn funny and so talented. And she's also really good with, like, action and stuff like that. Ooh. I feel like she's one of those actors that's just waiting for the right part, the right vehicle to really help her.
Just really blow up.
Yeah. She's good, though. She's good. And she's got plenty of time and plenty of talent for this. Candace Cameron is 47, DJ Tanner on Full House and Fuller House.
I forget because she started so early. She's only 47.
Yeah.
Seems like she's been around for so long.
A lot of TV stars on this list here. Zach Braff is 48 today, JD on Scrubs.
Speaking of Scrubs, there you go. Yeah.
The great, the wonderful, if I had a bar mitzvah, would have been my DJ for it, Paul Rudd is 54 today. He is Ant-Man. Before that, he was Phoebe's husband on Friends, Pete and Knocked Up, David and the 40-Year-Old Virgin, Brian Fontana and Anchorman. I think, wasn't Paul Rudd ranked like sexiest man alive or something like that?
At one point, I think he was,
Like, hasn't aged a day.
I know. He's 54? He does not look that old.
Some of my favorite interviews of all time are Paul Rudd interviews, whether it's on Jon Stewart's show or the Conan O'Brien show. On Jon Stewart, they would have this Ant-Man movie to talk about or something, and all they would talk about is when they were kids and how Paul Rudd would tell everybody that would listen that he was going to be a DJ, and everybody was going to know him as a DJ. DJ Paulie or something like that, or DJ Rudd or something. And he, like, until late into his, like, teens and stuff would... one of his jobs was being the DJ for bar mitzvahs.
Oh, jeez.
That was his big gig.
That's awesome.
Like, and in his mind, when he was young, that's what he was going to do for a living,
was
be a DJ and stuff. Thank goodness that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
I love him as an actor. I think he's fantastic.
He'd still make a great DJ.
Oh, yeah.
He would still do it.
Now, if you want to do yourself a favor, go ahead and watch a bunch of the Conan O'Brien Paul Rudd interviews. Doesn't matter what he's pitching. Every time he would have this Mac and Me video they would play. Like, we got a clip? Oh, let's go to the clip. And then it's a clip from Mac and Me. And it just has nothing to do with anything. It was one of my favorite, like, recurring gags or running jokes of all time. Love it. Michael Rooker is 68. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. Yondu, the alien mercenary who raised Chris Pratt in the Guardians of the Galaxy, and in that movie, of course, has that great part where he's like, "Mary Poppins, y'all." He's so happy when he says it.
Yes,
too.
He's so good.
He was Meryl Dixon on The Walking Dead. I think, especially at this point, when he's 68 and everything, and I hope that Michael Rooker works for a long time.
Yeah,
I think you can put him in the top echelon of character actors.
Yes, because you've seen him in everything. I think I remember the first time I saw him was in JFK.
Yeah.
He's in JFK, and then since then he pops up in so many things. Mm-hmm. And he is the favorite of several directors.
Yes.
They will say, "No, you're coming into my movie." Kevin Smith was one. He's one of those guys. He loves using him. James Gunn loves using him in his movies, kind of thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
He's one of those people on set everybody wants to work with, too. Everybody likes having around. And again, with the TV stars, John Ratzenberger is 76. Everybody's favorite mailman, yeah, Cliff Clavin.
Yeah.
That's a good impression. I didn't know you had that
impression. I was there once. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. you know, John Ratzenberger is actually one of the guys that I bring up to a lot of my students oftentimes when it comes to pivoting your career. He was one of those people, like a lot of us, that wanted to have a big, illustrious acting career, got on Cheers, and kind of got typecast.
Yep.
And really was not able to break that typecast. So what did he do? He got behind the mic. And
a lot of voiceover work.
Yes.
Ham, the piggy bank in Toy Story. He is also the voice in all those movies. He's P.T. Flea in A Bug's Life. The Abominable Snowman and Monsters, Inc., A Fish School, Finding Nemo,
yep.
Like the Blue Guy in Inside Out.
Every Pixar film, he's won at least a small part. He's got a part in it, yep.
He's also Major Derlin in The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes, he is. He's got a couple of lines in that, yep.
He's the one that tells Princess Leia the shield doors of Echo Base on the ice planet Hoth have been shut even though Han Solo isn't back from looking for Luke yet.
Yes.
It's a great moment.
It's
a great moment.
Very small role, but yeah, hey, he was in Star Wars, though.
Billy Dee Williams is 86 today.
Speaking of Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love Billy Dee. Why? All I can think of is those Colt 45s. Yep, yep,
because that's our era.
That's right.
By the time you and I are growing up, Billy Dee is already a household name, yep. And his star has faded a little bit, so he's doing commercials, and we see Colt 45. I was 8 watching those, and like, I want that. I didn't know what it was, but I wanted it because of the way Billy Dee was. One of my favorite phrases I've ever heard about somebody, Billy Dee Williams is so cool, like the other side of the pillow. Like they always say that about Billy Dee Williams.
Man, so smooth. So he was always put together. He always looked great. I mean, man.
And we have just as far as our people no longer with us, just one name on there, but it is a darn good one. Country legend Merle Haggard, born in this day in 1937, passed away in 2016. You cannot tell the history of music. You definitely can't tell the history of folk or country or bluegrass without Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You can't talk about Willie Nelson without talking about Merle Haggard, is my opinion either. There's so much about that man's life and legacy that are interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll just stay here and drink.
And as a side note, Californian. I don't think a lot of people realize that. He's a California boy. Yeah. And that is going to do it for our list. But one more time, we want to wish Sue Sipple a very happy birthday. Happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Talk to you later. Happy 39th anniversary to Dan and Carmen Smallbrook. Happy 39th, you guys.
Congratulations.
Yes, happy 39th.
And a very, very honorable, very happy 70th platinum to Jerry and Rose Nash, our qualifiers.
Many happy returns, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We wish you a great one. We're going to get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Just want to be rich. So why did we get into radio?
That's
why
a good question.
Darn it, don't!
You guys tricked me.
That's what it was.
Welcome back to The Morning Show. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. That song right there, this may be like the epitome 80s song to me.
Yeah.
Where everybody was, where greed was okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it was all like.
Technically, it was 1990, but you're right. It was the 80s hangover. Absolutely. Yeah. You got it, man.
There's nobody. Nobody that hears this beat and thinks it's from the 90s.
No.
No, it sounds very 80s.
Yeah, it does.
I've got just a couple quick stories to touch on here before we go to our next break. There's a video that's gone viral, and yes, I know we are audio medium. There is a video that's out there that's gone viral. I really encourage people to look into, especially if you could use a palate cleanser, you could use something to pick your day up. It's only a little bit long. It's like 20 seconds, 30 seconds long. It's a video of a COVID patient in Ohio breaking into tears after smelling coffee for the first time in 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw that video.
Okay. Yeah, you know what what I'm talking about, wow. then, right, Mel? I mean, it just it's just a sweet moment. It's just a neat moment and everything. And I think that it gives us some perspective in that moment.
Yes.
Along with just making you smile, hopefully. Yeah.
It's a reminder, too, about the people who are still suffering with long COVID. I mean, mm-hmm. there are people who have been, since it was around in 2020, are still dealing with the after effects.
Yes.
I'm not sure if my dad's ever going to really rebound from mm-hmm. it, and we're trying to grip with that, especially for him.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine for him what that's like.
Right.
I know he handles it like a pro, like a champ. Mm-hmm. I know he doesn't complain. He keeps trying to do all the things that he's always done and everything. But yeah, realistically, I don't know.
Yep.
I wanted to get into this one, too, and this one may even be a That Ain't Right story. I'm not sure. We can let the audience play. We have the Play at Home morning show versions we sent to everybody. You guys can play at home.
Yeah.
A man in Texas says that there's some kind of glitch in Apple's software causing multiple angry people to show up at his house looking for their lost or stolen phones.
Oh, no.
What?
His name is Scott Schuster, and it's happened about a dozen times over the past year. For some reason, the Find My Phone app's GPS is directing people to his house.
Oh, no.
But he does not have their stuff. He says he's tried to get Apple to figure out what's going on, but they haven't done anything. So now he's getting the local news involved.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
This is what you do, people.
Yep.
He showed them footage from his doorbell camera of people showing up, demanding their phones, and even threatening him. Scott says his neighbors like to tease him that he's the neighborhood's iPhone thief. But in all seriousness, he says he does not go out and steal phones.
No.
He does have two young kids, and he's worried about the situation could be dangerous if it's not resolved.
Mm.
If it sends the wrong person to his house, Apple hasn't commented, of course, because good luck getting somebody. And I'm an Apple user. I have an Apple mm-hmm. iPhone in front of me right now. And I'll be the first one to tell you, they ain't answering your call. Like,
no.
This is the only way that you actually have a better chance of getting in touch with Apple customer service or real person by going to a news outlet and this story hitting the world, the masses, and then them reaching out to you. Then you would still be on the phone. Do both. Go ahead and test it out. And you're still on the phone when the news camera, like, are leaving. When they're leaving and stuff.
Exactly.
Post the videos of these angry people coming to your door on social media. That's and get a public outcry. That's the only way you're going to get an answer.
These phones are in the thousands. Like, it's understandable that people might be bent out of shape of losing their phone or having it stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's understandable to worry about, you know, having a home with kids, having these people coming over and everything. Like,
well, because unfortunately, people are very unpredictable now. And I don't know if you guys know this, but we have a massive amount of guns in this country.
What?
Yeah, I heard something about that.
No one told me.
I love the idea of him going to the news, though. I think that's a really smart move.
Well, I mean, think about this. Okay, you go to it because you can only get them repaired at an Apple store, right? Which as soon as you step in the doorway, it costs you $10, right, to actually enter the doorway. Which is totally ridiculous. And you're right. The sad thing is that, you know, this is what customer service has become for a lot of, especially the really big companies, because they know, Apple knows that there's going to be, the next time they release an iPhone, there's going to be a line everywhere in this country. You know, every city around this country is going to have a line of people wanting their stuff. So they're like, haha, we got you guys. Yeah, who cares? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Want to do it? What, you something wrong? Go buy a new one. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that. Yeah.
It's very similar to what Amazon did a while ago, where they were getting so much heat for their customer service. Instead of working on that, they decided, you know what, if you've got an item to return, just keep it. Just keep it. You know, it's a lot easier on us.
Exactly.
That's how bad they would rather spend the money, like losing money to items, than spending money on customer care.
Yep.
That's how little they care about you.
Yep.
That's how little that they care about their customers.
You got it.
It's pretty sad. Now, I wonder, okay, we're doing this story on the 6th of April, okay? Let's try to remember that. I want to see if they even respond to this and how long it takes them to respond to this.
It'd be interesting to see,
That ain't
right.
Does
it say what state that guy's in?
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah. Mm, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Follow that story,
I wish him well. I wish him well with that, because that ain't right.
That's messed up.
I'd be worried.
Me too, yeah. Not cool.
We will take a break. We'll come back and we'll figure out what the most annoying mess in the house is. No, it's not me, okay? Everybody that said James.
I was just going to say that, but, you know, I thought that would have been a little on the nose.
Take a break. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're a couple of weeks into spring, so how's that spring cleaning going, huh?
Haven't started yet.
I did
a little in the garage, and as the weather gets nicer, that's usually where I do first, because that's to be outside, and you get to do it. So,
well, yeah, and you got to switch out your snow blower with your lawnmower, so...
In a new survey, 47% of people said that they think there's too much clutter in their home. 40% blame their partner. That's good. 22% put it on their kids. And 18% of people are willing to admit they are to blame.
At least they're being honest.
I like that. Yeah. I like that, though. I like that.
Everybody in the dwelling place has something to do with it.
Here's the thing, though. This is the one time I would have been okay with if, like, 13% of people have no idea where this stuff came from. Like, I would have been okay with that because we all have stuff in our houses or our apartments. Even if you don't have a lot of stuff, like me or something, mm-hmm. I've got things that I come across. I'm like, where did I get this?
Why am I hanging on to it?
Why do I still have this? Yeah. Is it alive?
How many empty plastic bottles do I really need to have?
They also asked about the most annoying types of household messes. And regardless of whose fault it is, the most irritating is those piles of random items that are sitting around everywhere.
Yes, and they are
like
random.
Papers on my desk.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The second most annoying thing is dirty plates, followed by wet towels lying around, used tissues that are not thrown away, breakfast bowls left on the table, and drinking glasses in the living room from the night before.
These are all kid things. My goodness.
Yep, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
If it's not too triggering, others include clothes on the bathroom floor, socks left everywhere.
Oops. Mm-hmm.
Cups left in random spots that get moldy, and empty snack bags left out.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to put all of these on the kids, but a lot of them are. But I think we've all, at some point or another, done something like that.
Oh, we all do that.
Yeah.
We don't always clean up after ourselves, but you know, sometimes you just have to make it happen.
That's true.
Yeah, I'd say 95% of the time I do.
Yeah.
I didn't always do that as a kid.
Right.
But I would like to direct any woman that I ever live with to my mother. And you can thank her because my mom never laid a finger on me, but the looks and the guilt, that was all it took. And I physically cannot finish something. Like I'm going to get a glass of juice.
Yeah.
I grab the juice out. I pour it. I put the juice back right away.
Mm-hmm.
I take my jacket off. I put it on a hook. It is just so in routine to me to do.
Yep.
I get my dishes. I don't wash them right away, maybe, but by the end of the night, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will not wake up with dirty dishes. I get home, my bed is made because I made it before I left.
Right.
I cannot help myself with these things. I have been.
The bed making is a big one for me because I can't get into an unmade bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Oh, now, that's interesting.
Drives me nuts.
I'll admit when I'm feeling like this, when I'm dealing with pain and stuff like that, it doesn't matter. Just give me a bed.
Yeah.
But
right.
Yeah, 90, the rest of the time, though, I'm with you on that, Mel. I think there's also some bonding that can happen with this. Like, none of us really like doing these things. I do dishes all the time, not because I like doing dishes, because I know the work's got to get done.
And you like having the dishes done.
Yes, yes. And I think that there's something, a connection there where, we all have that in common. We all, maybe there's some people out there that really, really love doing dishes, and, maybe they're a little bit different, but still in the same breath, still in the same realm here and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and some of these things can be a little meditative. James, you talk about turning on your music and cleaning and that it's helpful for your brain because being able to accomplish tasks like that and seeing the end result is a form of self-help, so to speak, of cleaning up your surroundings can help you clean up your mind.
There is this phrase that came into my head when I was little called entropy agility, where life is entropy. There is chaos. The universe is chaos. It is not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. It's the way the world works. There's no predicting things. There's no dealing with any of these things. And one of those things is death. And when you're healing, when you're growing, when you're trying to get past something, what is your brain looking for? Consistency and comfort and routine. Things that I can count on. I know how to clean this table. I've cleaned it 90 times. I can clean this table. I can do the dishes. These things that are routine and comforting to us. Mm-hmm. Even though it's cleaning and it may not seem like, well, what cleaning be doing? It is. It's a weird part of our brains where it brings you some healing almost.
Yeah.
Well, and the hardest part is getting started.
Yeah. Yes. Well, forever. I mean, yeah, that's it. But as soon as you get going on it, I probably should admit this because now people are going to invite me over to their house and make me angry. When I get upset or angry, I clean. That's how I deal with it. See, exactly. I should have said that. Now,
yeah,
oh,
Seth,
man.
I want to invite you over and then make you angry. How does one make you angry, Seth?
Oh, really? Oh, I'm not going to tell you now. You know, I'm not going to give away the whole store here. Jeez.
I got to figure that part out myself.
Exactly.
Okay. That should be fun.
Hey, Seth. He lifted Grant's leg. He lifted Gant's leg. He lifted it. The Twins shouldn't have won the World Series.
That's not going to make me upset.
No, it's not going to make me upset.
If I were an Atlanta Braves fan, then I would be very upset.
That's pretty good. I like the idea of that, though. I like that. Twins are going to finish the last place. Get them going.
Let me clean something right now.
We are going to take a break, get to CBS News. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Madison and our great friends from the Southwood County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week. We're looking forward to this. This is going to be a lot of fun. We always enjoy this segment. A big shout-out, of course, to Madison and our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. And a big thank you to Current Technologies, who is sponsoring this segment. Big thank you to them for doing that.
Yes, indeed.
And after the hour, because after Madison is done hanging out with us, we'll get to some good stories, some entertainment news, some That Ain't Right stuff. And then we'll take it to the top of the hour, where from 10 to 11, we'll have Morning Magazine. Great couple of back-to-back interviews today. Sharon Bethrens, she is the instructor of business technology over at Midstate. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about their program, some of the new programs that they have going on over there. And then Anna James, natural resources educator with UW Extension, going to be in with us. Looking forward to talking with both of them.
Nice.
Coming up on right here at WFHR.